Translation approved by the divine grace. AC.
But without the translation approved.
It has been conclusively decided in the scriptures, after due consideration, that the ultimate goal for the welfare of human society is detachment from the bodily concept of life and increased steadfast attachment to the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental beyond modes of material nature. Please repeat. It has been conclusively decided. In the scriptures, after due consideration, that the ultimate goal for the welfare of human society is detachment from the bodily concept of life and increased and steadfast attachment for the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental beyond the modes of material nature. Purport. Everyone in human society is engaged for the ultimate benefit of life. The persons who are in the bodily conception cannot achieve the ultimate goal, nor can they understand what it is. The ultimate goal of life is described in Bhagavad Gita 2:59. Param drishva nivartate. When one finds out the supreme goal of life, he naturally becomes detached from the bodily concept. Here in this verse, the indication is that one has to steadfastly increase attachment to the transcendence, Brahman. As confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra 1.1.1, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Without inquiry about the Supreme or the transcendence, one cannot give up attachment to this material world. By the evolutionary process in 8,400,000 species of life, one cannot understand the ultimate goal of life, because in all those species of life, the bodily conception is very prominent. Atato Brahma Jignasa means that in order to get out of the bodily conception, one has to increase attachment to or inquiry about Brahman. Then he can be situated in the transcendental devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. To increase attachment for Brahman means to engage in devotional service. Those who attach to the impersonal form of Brahman cannot remain attached for very long. Impersonalists, after rejecting this world as mithya or false, jagan mithya, come down again to this jagan mithya, although they take sannyas to increase their attachment for Brahman. Similarly, many yogis who are attached to the localized aspect of Brahman, as Paramatma, great sages like Vishwamrita, also fall down as victims of women. Therefore, increased attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is advised in all shastras. That is the only way of detachment from material existence, and is explained in the Bhagavad Gita 2:59 as Param drishva nivartate. One can cease material activities when he actually has a taste for devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended love of Godhead as the ultimate goal of life, prema pramartha mahan. Without increasing love of Godhead, one cannot achieve the perfectional stage of the transcendental position. Shastre shriyan eva sunishitan rinam shemasyan sadriyak vimrisheshu hitu asangatma yati rita atmani Dridharatir Brahmani Nirguna Chaya. It has been conclusively decided in the scriptures, after due consideration, that the ultimate goal for the welfare of human society is detachment from the bodily concept of life and increase in steadfast attachment to the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental beyond the modes of material nature.
Mam Vishnu Braya Krishna Pristai Bhutai, Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Sarasatundeve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Shunivadi, Paskadhyade Satarna. This is explaining about, one thing is that this clock is different from the deity time, which is the time we go by. This clock of the deity time. This clock is faster.
Clock is faster. 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Yeah. Okay. So you get
3 minutes bonus. Then the hook comes in. Here the process of actually realizing ourselves as well as the Supreme Self is explained. Because to realize oneself is certainly beneficial, because then we become fearless. One time they asked Prabhupada, what is it like to be self-realized? And Prabhupada said, there's no fear. So everyone is always in fear. Bhayam dvitiya vijane shitasya ishadavatasya vipario smriti. The symptom of material existence is we're always in anxiety. What's going to happen? For that reason, astrologers make a lot of money. Because people are in anxiety. What's the next thing that's going to happen? They were telling me there was some planet called Planet X. The Lashimoni heard of it. You heard of Planet X?
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Sure, yeah. It's out there threatening everybody.
And behind Planet X is walk Planet Y. So everyone's anxiety, what's going to happen next? And everyone knows what's going to happen next. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. As soon as we take birth, then we grow old, we become diseased, and then we die. And we're thinking maybe something else will happen in the meantime. But the fact is, as it explains here, everyone is basically looking for the same thing. Everyone is looking to find out how to become as happy as possible for as long as possible. And the only way it's possible is explained here, param drishva nivartite. If we get the higher taste of actually becoming conscious of Krishna, then nivartite, that material existence ceases. And the process is explained here, as we've heard many times, that it's devotional service. So devotional service means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarana. Hearing. So our first business is to hear about Krishna. Of course, it is not so easy to hear about Krishna, because Krishna is God. If we were giving a class about ourselves, then maybe it would be a little easier. But to find out about someone who's categorically better than everyone else is a little difficult to hear about them, because it seems quite undemocratic. How is this person, God, no one elected him, no one asked him to become God. A lot of people don't want him to become God, but he's so arrogant he keeps on in position anyhow. No one can figure out how to get him out of the position. And what to speak of sitting around hearing about it? It's sometimes a little bitter for the conditioned soul. Therefore it says that which in the beginning may be bitter like poison, neha, what is that? And at the end is just like nectar. Got to have those now. Sukham, how does it go? What is it? That which in the beginning. Yattaragre visham eva parinami mritopamam tatsukam satikam proktam atmabuddhi prasadajam. Bitter like poison, and the end is just like nectar. So in the beginning, hearing is very difficult, because we're not used to hearing except from our minds. Our minds are quite loud, and when other people are speaking, they interfere with our hearing our mind, and we don't like that. why is he speaking so loud? He might wake me up. Why is he interfering with what my mind's telling me? My mind's telling me that I'm very special. And why am I special? Because I have a very special material body. Not only do I have a special material body, but my mind is quite special too. It comes up with so many interesting things to think about. And then my perspective of life must be good, because my perspective of life always tells me that I'm good. And since I am good, it must be right. Therefore, when we hear something outside our realm of what we can say our comfort zone, it's quite disturbing. When someone's going to come along and tell me that I'm not my body, it's all right for them to tell me, as long as they're not very serious about explaining it too deeply. Because if I'm not this body, then all my reasons of feeling good about myself, they go out the window, so to speak. In other words, if I'm not this body, then all the good qualities I think I have, then they're not my qualities. And all I am is 1/10,000th the size of tip of hair in size, which is nothing to feel good about. And that if someone's walking around in a prison uniform, modeling a prison uniform, thinking that people will think, "Wow, what a nice uniform you got on." But it's a prison uniform. Every conditioned soul who's come to the material world has come and has been put into some kind of material body, sometimes that of Lord Brahma, sometimes that of a demigod, and sometimes that of someone downtown Brussels, or worse. But in any case, this prison uniform that we're currently in doesn't happen to be us. For however good it may be, or however bad it may be, we're different. Now, it's bad enough not being a material body, or it's good enough not being a material body, but we're so tiny. And then there's someone who's so big. Now, everyone wants to be loved, everyone wants to be appreciated. Now, if I don't even know who I am, and no one knows who I am, except for God, and God is the only one, he's so big, then how am anyone's going to love me? All the love will go to God, and I'll be just like a little slave somewhere. That's what we're thinking. I'll just be, when I go back to the spiritual world, I'm so tiny, no one even notices me that I came back. And who knows where they're going to stick me. Since my service is insignificant and I'm insignificant, they may stick me in the kitchen. And I'll be washing the pots forever. And no one's even going to notice that I'm in there washing the pots, because they didn't need me there in the first place. There are so many other little guys washing pots too. So this is a great fear, that not only we're so small, and that our only way we can get appreciation is by having a big, big material body, which we're not, and that everyone, even if they love my body, they don't even love me, because they don't even know who I am. And then God gets all the love. Everyone's supposed to love God, and that's the way it is. Therefore, with such a mentality, it's very hard for the soul to want to hear very closely about our real self, what to speak of the Supreme Self. Fortunately, that's not our philosophy. The philosophy is that God is so great that he can become the lover of the little tiny soul, and not only love the little soul, but even surrender to the little soul. So though we're insignificant, to God we're not insignificant. To God, we become, or to Krishna, we become even more significant to him than he is to himself. So when we actually surrender to Krishna, then Krishna surrenders to ourselves. So that's very nice. It's nice having an important person as your friend with good connections. What's it speaking of having a person who has all the connections as your friend? who's connected to every atom, and therefore he can change. If we are Krishna's friends and we have the right reasons to ask Krishna for something, then Krishna can do anything for us. So that's including the thing that we most want, that is to be eternally happy. Krishna can give us the ability to become eternally happy again. Because we cannot even begin to conceive what real eternal happiness is, a life of complete bliss, until we become blissful again. Not only blissful, but there is endless rasa or taste. Here in the material world, generally there is different types of taste, but they're not very intense. There's different types of emotions and exchanges, but they're not very satisfying. But there, all the emotions and tastes and exchanges are all very satisfying, completely satisfying. And just as when we eat some food, there's some taste, but in the spiritual world, there's nothing but taste. There it says, walking is just like dancing, talking is like singing. And Jiva Goswami says that if talking is like singing, then imagine what the singing is like. If walking is like dancing, then imagine what the dancing is like. And the atmosphere is there of spiritual bliss. When you breathe in the air, it's blissful. And the water is just like nectar. You don't have to buy a bottle of water there. Think how much money you'd save if you went to the spiritual world. There's no need for air conditioning or heating. Everything is blissful. So obtaining that bliss means begins with hearing. We have to be anxious to hear. Shushusha Sharadanasya Vasudeva Katarushchi. So how do we get this anxiety to hear? Well, we have to start wherever we are, and we have to learn how to hear. Hear with the right attitude. The attitude is, first of all, we have to understand we're going back to the most wonderful place beyond what we can even imagine, where everyone is completely satisfied. But, Materna Krishna Parataksatova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Ratana. People don't know that the ultimate goal is Krishna. They know they're in difficulty, they're trying to solve their problems, they're doing so many things to solve their problems, but they don't know that their problem is that they've forgotten Krishna, their relation with Krishna. And they've made the goal of life, because they think that their body, to make a nice house, nice, have a healthy body, nice house, nice community, nice country, to expand the bodily concept of life, to focus all their attention on these things. Because andantago virvishitam tamizram, they think that if I solve the problem, the impulses, the urgencies, the demands of my senses, then I'll become happy. But actually they just wind up doing the same thing over and over again. Vitirana Krishna Parataksatova Mitevidu Swartikatim Vishnu. They don't know that actually we're supposed to revive our loving affair with Krishna. Dharakshaya Vahi Arkamanina. And therefore they don't, or they're attracted to insignificant things. Andaya Tandeva Pigimanas Tepisha Tantra Rudami Bada. And they follow blind leaders. In other words, since our birth, unfortunately, we've heard so many things about the bodily concept of life and how to achieve material happiness. And those things keep on filtering through our mind or flowing through our mind, and therefore it makes it very difficult to hear with attention about the spiritual world. The spiritual world for the conditioned soul or spiritual existence seems like imagination. Good idea, but just not so very likely or not possible. But material life seems very practical. If we get money, then we can buy the things we need, and therefore I can at least feel secure or happy or peaceful or alleviate some of my anxieties. But some mythical world beyond this world where everyone's dancing forever. Maybe I don't like to dance. They'll throw me into the dance forever. This is the whole thing. When does this dance stop? I'm getting tired. You wind up in Krishna's pastimes, and you wind up having to dance all night. But that night is the night of Brahma. So many things that we're not even aware about, as Prabhupada said, are reluctancy or our misgivings to actually hear with attention. But the thing is, first we have to try to hear. If we actually try to hear, then believe it or not, then some of the things will actually make some sense. Of course, all of us are devotees here, so that's why we hear, because some things made sense. But the more we hear, the more sense things will make. It's from the scriptures. Then, tradadanasya, with great care and attention to execute our service. We have to become observant to see where are the holes in my service. How am I rendering my service? What is my attitude? Am I trying to get something from my service? Do I have the right understanding? Do I have the right attitude? In other words, become thoughtful. The thoughtful sages. Tachchidanana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya. So the seriously inquisitive sage, or the thoughtful sage, we have to develop a vision through the scriptures of how am I doing. Not that we have to wait until someone walks up to us and gives us the sauce. Good one, it's time. No, we have to develop a vision so that we are able to see how am I doing? What is my attitude? What is my conception of what I'm doing? Who am I doing it for? Am I trying to get somebody, what am I trying to get from this activity? By developing that vision through hearing, then we can put into practice our service. And what is our goal, Prayojana, is to remember Krishna, to become conscious of Krishna, Smarana, Vishnu Smarana. Of course, the problem is, well, we could say the good thing is when we actually become conscious of Krishna, then we'll feel ecstasy or pleasure. In the beginning, while we're hearing better, there's some encouragement. It's called Ramanti and Tushanti. When we hear in the beginning, there's Tushanti, there's some satisfaction. I've learned something valuable. Valuable means it's eternal. It can actually be applied anywhere, in all circumstances, forever. That's valuable. If we can get something that's good everywhere for all time, then it's very valuable. So that's in the beginning, it's Tushanti. And similarly, when we apply that knowledge and we see it works, then we become encouraged that I actually am doing something valuable for myself and others. And the ultimate goal, or Ramanti, when we actually become conscious of Krishna, in the beginning there are five stages of progressive Krishna Smarana. Anyone know the five stages of progressive Krishna Smarana? That's one of them.
Meditation.
That's two of them. The first one is called Smarana, simply remembering Krishna sometimes. So that's very nice. Remembering Krishna sometimes means to remember Krishna as a flute, he has a peacock feather, he has blooming eyes like lotus petal, he has etc. He's surrounded by his friends, the coward boys, the gopis, Smarana. Then there is dharana, to be able to fix the mind in remembrance of Krishna. So then remembrance of Krishna becomes less interrupted. Or as Krishna says, for one who can see me everywhere, in other words, it's not only seeing Krishna's form, according to the pastimes in the Krishna book, but also to remember how in everyone's heart is Krishna as Paramatma. And this is what we're actually situating Krishna's energy, and everything is under Krishna's control. There's no need to worry or freak out, because it's really happening under Krishna's direction. It's not by accident. We don't have to go to our astrologer and find out, you know, what happened. It's all happening by Krishna's mercy. The one who can see me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. Then, when it becomes anusmriti, or constant remembrance, then one is situated in transcendence. One is always happy and jolly because one is always with Krishna. So it goes dhyana, meditation, or it becomes meditation. It becomes more, less and less interrupted and becomes concentrated. And then anusmriti, that concentration and that uninterrupted meditation expands until finally samadhi, and one is factually conscious of Krishna. Then the higher stages of bhava, prema, come about after asakti. In any case, shravanam should lead to to kirtanam, and should lead to smaranam. To try to jump from nothing to smaranam is very difficult, practically impossible. To try to jump from kirtanam to smaranam is also difficult, but from kirtanam, when it's properly done, just like if we chant Hare Krishna, if we chant hearing, first of all, that we're supposed to chant, hearing Prabhupada's instructions, for those who are repeating Prabhupada's instructions, chant clearly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Utilizing the tongue, the teeth, the lips, so many instructions about how to chant with attention. Then, it's supposed to be prayerful. We call out to Krishna, to Shrimati Radharani. They're actually calling to them. There's something wrong. Something wrong in the sense, there's something I'm lacking, I need, therefore prayer to Shrimati Radharani and Krishna. And then what is that prayer we want? The prayer is to come to the platform of loving service to them, and that loving service takes place just by remembering them. If we are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that's the answer to all prayers. We get love of Krishna and everything else along with it. We may not get a better material situation, but then again, there is no material situation that we can ever get anyhow. It's just another illusion. All material situations don't belong to us. They eternally belong to Krishna. We're just put into different material circumstances. But when we're put into the spiritual world, into spiritual existence, that's the answer to all our prayers, because then we get what we really want. We become happily forever. And we find out who we really are and what everything else is, as it really is. We get real knowledge and we get happy forever, become happy forever. So the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and as we read today in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Namamrita, that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam especially is the way we can understand how to chant very nicely the Hare Krishna mantra, so that we can come to the perfectional stage of becoming Krishna conscious and understand what the higher taste really is. And when we get the higher taste, then our material misconceptions will go away. That my goal in life is to become a lord of this material nature and try to enjoy the material energy. Neither we are the lords, nor we can become the lord, nor we can ever enjoy the material energy. We can only suffer here to different degrees in the name of so-called enjoyment. So, well, 1 minute. Oh, well, we're still 1 minute before I'm going to my lab. Any questions?
If I got it right, you were mentioning these five stages of remembering Krishna, and yes, third stage was already constant remembrance. So how does it make, what in which way is samadhi different from it? How, in which way is samadhi?
Oh, constant remembrance is at the stage of dharana. And anusmriti expands beyond that. Because you can remember Krishna just like you can lift a weight. Say you lift 50 pounds. That doesn't mean you've reached the perfection of lifting weights. It becomes more and more intense and expands even more. beyond our imagination. More and more things are experienced.
It's more like a question of intensity rather than continuity.
Not only intensity, but we start realizing more and more things about what we're already experiencing. The material world is quite dull for most people, especially in the modes of ignorance and passion. The mode of goodness, new things, new novel things are realized of what's actually going on in front of us. And in spiritual consciousness, more and more things pop up that we didn't even notice before. Just like you walk into the room, some room that you've been going into for 20 years, and suddenly notice something you've never noticed before. So it's like that, but much more intense. Yes?
It's also described that it moves from remembrance to actually entering into the pastimes of Krishna. That one moves from the, you know, the stage of in your mind remembering Krishna all the time to actually interacting.
No, it's not really a difference in one sense. In one sense it is. The other sense, because when we're actually meditating fully in Krishna consciousness, we're actually there. But moving into that activity means we're not only experiencing what's there, but we become an active participant in what's there. Yeah. Our mood is awakened, our own personal mood of service. But that's after samadhi. Samadhi, from there, then bhava, and then prema takes place. Then we actually move into our actual service. Sorry about that. Thank you. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premande.